precious viewers, welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Today we'll visit the splendid French-American vegan couple Patrick and Claudine Weistroffer, operators of Chloe's Ark, a nonprofit farm animal sanctuary in the peaceful suburb of Upton, Massachusetts, USA. Currently, the couple cares for some 51 animals at the refuge, including goats, quails, chickens, and ducks. The residents are rescued from slaughterhouses, shops, and other places. Besides running the sanctuary, which they have done so for the past 2 years, Patrick and Claudine also take care of 22 birds and 11 rabbits at their home. Let's now meet the Weistroffers and learn about the animal companions living at their residence.
I always felt a very deep love for animals. Then one time we were asked to house-sit for a little parrot, a cockatiel. We brought him to our home and took care of him. And the little bird took to Patrick in a very wonderful way. And he discovered a charisma that he had for birds. So about 6.5 years ago, we adopted the little bird. And the people let us keep him. And then we went on rescuing and adopting other cockatiel. Right now, we have 21 cockatiel. We have one rescued sparrow. We have 4 hens. And we have rabbits that we had rescued.
What are some of the normal daily activities at Chloe's Ark?
Basically, we give direct care to the animals. We feed them. We water them. And he has the two little babies that were born on Valentine's Day behind us. That was very special. We have seen many births. We have assisted in the births of animals. Goats, I've learned to give them shots and to take care of them medically. I've seen a little calf being born also and was there. So it's been a very full experience.
The couple spend most of their time looking after these wonderful beings out of pure love. Some have been found in critical condition, but through Patrick and Claudine's attentive care, they have recovered.
2 weeks ago, we had 2 more birds, but they were injured and they were close to die at the farm. We found 2 baby starling, 3 days apart, and there was no other option, no nest around and no parents, so we had to get them here and hand-feed them, try to make them survive. One of them was actually close to die. He was really dehydrated and his body was really rigid, close to rigid, and my wife kept this bird 3 hours in her hand to give the heat so he revived, and then started to give water to the bird. So we got these 2 birds and we hand feed them for about 2 weeks. You have to feed them every 35 minutes, so all the time except for 8 hours at night. So it's a lot of work. Non-stop. We had to give them to a special place for rehabilitation. They can prepare them to be released.
Seeing the miracle of birth firsthand is one of the many joys of working closely with animals.
So it's so wonderful to be witness when you see a little baby and an egg that's about size of my nail that hatch, and the parents feeding them, and they are so sweet and trusting with us. We have been able to witness them feeding the babies, and the baby grows so fast. It's such a wonderful experience. I wish everybody can enjoy and witness that.
While taking care of these cherished beings, the Weistroffers have also experienced wonders through the animal angels.
I called it the miracle story, because Well, over 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with lupus. I had inflammatory rheumatism, and I was on steroids, and I could hardly move. I was in constant pain. And when I came to the farm and saw the animals and saw that they needed us, I fell in love with them, and I was so motivated. And gradually, it got me to move again. And as I did physical exercise, taking care of the animals, I started to heal. I still do have the condition, but right now it's in remission. And as you could see, I can run around and do a lot of animal care. So it has also brought me healing. And this is what I wish for everyone, to have the understanding of what it is like to give love to animals and to receive healing and to give healing.
After these important messages, the Weisstrauffers will share more about their amazing personal experiences with animals and their noble ideals. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Today's show features Claudine and Patrick Weisstrauffer, the French-American vegan founders of Chloe's Ark, a nonprofit sanctuary for rescued farm animals. Currently, there are over 50 special residents at the refuge, which is located in Upton, Massachusetts, USA.
There's so much love for them in my heart. And every day I come here, even though I may be tired by the end of, the night, I feel so fulfilled. I feel so happy because I know I've made a difference in their lives. I brought them comfort and try to meet their needs. And when I look in their eyes, I feel their love too, and it's just wonderful.
How have the Weisstrauffers' lives been transformed by their charming animal friends?
The first thing is that it changed my life into feeling the oneness we all share. And to have a deep compassion for all forms of life. I feel that my eyes are very open, my heart to the love that manifests itself to me in many different forms. So it also makes me feel more humble, because I don't feel myself being different than all the different forms of life that surrounds us. And I feel more grateful towards life, to be privileged to care for this wonderful creatures that God put on the earth. So it gave me a deeper joy and compassion towards being alive.
Claudine has been a vegan for 40 years and Patrick became one over 6 years ago. The Weisstrauffers next discuss why they changed to this loving lifestyle.
Things that prompted me to become vegan is the understanding of our oneness. We were not meant to eat animals, but really to care for them. And also the terrible pollution that factory farming causes our planet. And we are maybe on the brink of extinction unless we stop killing animals. So out of compassion and love for creation and to help save the planet, I decided to become vegan.
And when you see that many people are suffering, having no food to eat, and the crops are grown for the animals, they need much more than what we could eat directly if we were eating the crops. And myself, I was a meat eater before, But when I look at the little bird that we rescued 6 years ago, and when my bird is on my shoulder kissing and singing to me, I realize that it's impossible to kill an animal and eat it. So I switch and stop eating meat and chicken and slowly even fish and everything.
To help end the cruelty and abuse that animals undergo in factory farms, the Weisstoffers have put lots of energy into promoting the vegan diet at Chloe's Ark and elsewhere.
I also had another vocation before I became an animal activist. I had a salon for many years and did skincare. And so I have brochures on my reception area for clients to see about Master Chiang Hai and our SOS for the planet and going vegan. I have a lot of magazines and books. I often wear t-shirts that says vegan, and I share and about, you know, restaurants, vegetarian restaurants, and try to explain. For instance, recently I had a client who came and I told her about my experience at the farm too. And I had a wonderful book by Will Tuttle, The World Peace Diet. And we bought 10 books from Will and CDs to distribute. So she got a book from me and a CD. And she called me last week and told me, you know, after reading the book and talking to you, I went completely vegan. And she asked me if I could send her another one so she could share it with other friends. So this was a big rewarding time, you know, that I know I had an influence in bringing one more vegan into the world.
Finally, we asked the Weisstoffers what they considered the most important element in making our planet a better place to live for future generations.
Understanding of our oneness, that we share the planet, that we came here out of love in different forms, and that we ought to love one another, help one another, and to have a deep respect for the planet, not to pollute it, to have a sense of awe and gratitude, and to understand who we are. We are the manifestation of God, of love, of life. And when you look at in the eyes of a little bird or a little goat, it's love, and to understand that you couldn't kill them or hurt them or any part, not a tree, not a flower or anything. It's just to have the real understanding of who we are and to live in love and compassion. Spread the love, spread the words about being vegan, do everything you can for bringing the awareness. If you can help the animals, if you can help the planet, any little thing.
For more information on Chloe's Ark, please visit www.chloeark.com. We respectfully salute the Weisstoffers' noble, compassionate efforts to protect birds and farm animals. May Chloe's Ark continue to be a beautiful, safe haven for our fellow beings and a place for people to learn about the virtues of the vegan diet for years to come. Most caring viewers, we enjoyed your company today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May Providence guide us all.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.